Oh, there's drama on Twitter today.
There's been nothing but drama on Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So Elon Musk took over Twitter and is supposed to become this place for free speech and all that until Kathy Griffin changed her account. So it's still said at Kathy Griffin.
Yeah.
But she changed the name to Elon Musk.
Right.
And then she posted something political. She wrote, "I've decided that voting blue for their choice is only right," or some nonsense like that.
Okay.
So Elon Musk immediately banned her from Twitter and got rid of her account.
Well, listen, this is one of like dozens of things that have been blowing up over the last week since he took control of the company. And what blows me away is like, I mean, first off, the impersonation thing, like that's in the rules. That it says that there. So you have to write next to it parody. And that's something that you and I know about. If you post something and it's like an ad or something like that, you have to state that in most rules. But what's blowing me away is how upset everybody is. And it doesn't matter which side they're on, whether you're red or blue or whatever, whether you're, you know, conservative or whatever, like everybody's going crazy. As if Twitter was the only place people had ever spoken before in their life or ever had a voice.
I was watching last night. It was like a bowl of popcorn, like reading all the comments coming in. Like people are so fired up about it.
They really are.
And there's been a lot of turmoil at Twitter ever since Elon Musk took over. He fired half the workforce last week.
Bye-bye.
Yep. And, you know, he tweeted in his defense the exact same thing that Raven said. Like, you can't have a parody account. It doesn't matter if it's me or if it's anybody. If you don't write, it's a parody account. It's a violation. But the irony is it's the same day that he gave Kanye West back his account. So it's like,
I think Kanye's already back off it, by the way.
I don't know. But the big other thing, controversy about the Twitter, is that they want to charge $8 a month for your verified check mark. And people have been very much up in arms about being the verified and having to pay this fee. And I was thinking, well, if you had to pay a certain amount every single month for something on social media, how much do you think would be the proper amount? Raven, let's start $8 a month to be a verified account. Would you pay that?
I think it's great. I mean, the fact is that it's taken forever for them to verify people in the past. And unless you're Paris Hilton or, you know, somebody famous, unless you're somebody that's a very big deal, you didn't have one. And so his statement about lords and peasants, like, I get it. Like, if you're a regular person looking at that and you never get a blue check mark, that's wacky. Give me $8. I'll pay it.
For the record, we have been rejected to be verified on every single platform every single time I've tried.
Guess what?
What?
We're back now.
$8.
$8. That's four for you, four for me. We're there.
How much would you pay, Raven, to have Instagram automatically make you look less tired in all your photos?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, put me down for $20 a month easily. I mean, I'm paying so much more for other things that are doing less for me.
How much would you pay every month to have all social media accounts automatically correct all your spelling and grammar so people don't think you're dumb?
I'm a great speller. So that one, I'm gonna say I don't need that. That's like when they try and give me the cloud add-on. I don't need it. I'll just take the freebie version.
How much would you pay to have Elon Musk follow you and pretend to be your friend?
Oh my gosh. How much do I have? What's in my wallet right now?
It's so weird that you're such a big Elon Musk fan. It's
huge.
So weird.
I feel like we would really get along.
Here we go.
If we met and hung out on Mars.
How much would you pay for Facebook to just ignore all political posts so you never have to see them?
Oh my God. Like, I would go back to Facebook if I could pay that. $10 a month, easy.
How much would you pay for TikTok to just make you look like you're a good dancer and overall a cooler person?
Now, this is an investment. $40 a month.
That's a lot of money.
And listen, I'm paying way more than that for cable, and I could get a lot of enhancement and even make some money if I was a big deal on TikTok.
One last one.
Okay.
How much would you pay for every time you get a message saying you've won the Nigerian lottery for it to actually be true, and you did win the Nigerian lottery?
Well, I'll give you 50% of everything that's in my bank account. Isn't that what they request?
That I'll sign up for, too. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.